Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Hey everybody, it is Trey Rowland. Welcome back, another edition of the On the Bench one-on-one interview series presented by the venerable Knowles 24/7 and the hallowed institution that is the On the Bench podcast. I am your host, lucky for you or not, Trey Rowland, and I'm here with a very special guest. I am here with the master of all things Florida State NIL, the CEO of Rising Spear, the one, the only, Matthew Quigley. Matthew, say hello to the people.
Trey, I can't thank you enough for having me. Thank you very much. And to Knowles 24/7 and the media conglomerate that they are building, this is fantastic.
Absolutely. An evil empire crushing the competition in our wake. I'm glad you respect greatness, Matthew. And speaking of greatness, you guys have been doing a lot of things in a relatively short time with Rising Spear. The topic of NIL is one that's it's completely new in the college football world. It went from an unknown acronym to one of the only things that people are talking about aside from conference realignment. And I want to talk about everything that you guys have been doing with Rising Spear, just the updates, things like that. So we will get into like individual updates, what you guys have done with the fan base, things of that nature. Before we get into kind of those specifics, I want to get your thoughts on Rising Spear's formation and just kind of the NIL landscape as a whole. Matthew, have you been with Rising Spear since the beginning, or did they bring you in after the fact?
So Bob Davis and Alan Fahmenhaft, our two co-founders, they stepped down from their positions on the Seminole Booster Board back in around October. And I got involved in December with Rising Spear. And really since then, we've all been kind of, pedal to the gas, full steam ahead, trying to do everything we can to get Rising Spear up and running. We obviously had a massive launch around the spring game, which Knoll Nation really showed out and everything went really well from there. And we're continuing that into the summer and hopefully going to have a extremely successful season starting August 27th with Duquesne.
Hopefully. And I we're expecting big things as well. It seemed like when Rising Spear was launched, there was some sort of like ambiguity around it. A lot of people were like, oh, interesting name. What's really going to happen? What's going to go from there? But since the announcement, everything went from warp speed. Now, that sense of urgency that was injected into the organization, was there like a cause of that? Something like the events that happened around like signing day, maybe like the prevalence of the transfer portal and kind of keeping your roster together, which has actually been a major component of NIL that I don't know that a lot of people thought. Did you guys feel that sense of urgency within the organization, and what caused it? Because it seems like it went from announcement to you guys were doing things at light speed.
Yeah, Trey, I mean, obviously early signing day did not go well.
Sure, absolutely.
And, really since then, that kind of sparked Seminole Nation to realize that, NIL is an extremely important role in all of this, whether it be recruiting with a proof of concept and into roster retention, like you mentioned. We've seen with the SEC media days and ACC media days, like you mentioned, NIL was at the forefront of all conversations. And every coach pretty much said that all the recruits that come through the door, they ask about, what do you have NIL wise? Like, what is your platform? And with Rising Spear, we've been able to provide that proof of concept and let all the players see that, we got these charitable events that, that are happening. We have fan engagement, you know, that we've partnered with Dreamfield for with our Twitter spaces. Eventually, it's going to move to a Discord chat. There's going to be autograph signings. We're going to have some fan merch that's going to be released during the football season. So, you know, there's a ton of opportunities for our players. The market price deal. We partner with FanJolt. We've you know, released a lot of avenues for our players to make money, which is the best thing that you can do.
What's been the avenue that you think has gotten the most success that either surprised you or the one that's really taken off in terms of either player interest, fan interest? Like, what's the one avenue that's really kind of like the bread and butter of Rising Spear right now, if there is one?
Yeah, honestly, Trey, it's our Garnet Spirit Fund, which is our 501c3. That's our charitable side. And that one, in which the players show up at Boys and Girls Club events, at, you know, charities that are in their community or in the community of Tallahassee, and that they show up for, participate in. And that's really been our bread and butter. You know, we're kind of unlike a lot of other collectives out in the country, and that we have both a charitable donation fund as well as our kind of corporate sponsorship fund, which is our gold standard fund.
Are you, and we'll get into like the specifics, because I think you guys are doing great work around the community. So I want to get into like the specifics and the current players on the roster, what they're doing, just to kind of get a more, give the listeners a better idea of like what sort of projects their funds are going to. I want to get towards that at the end. We start talking about like individual kind of micro level stuff. As far as like the NIL situation, like I said, it went from an unknown acronym to one of the most dominant topics in all of college football. Were you guys at Rising Spear surprised at how quick it took off? And if so, did we have enough resources out of the gate, or was there a push after looking at how much that this thing took off that we really needed to get more resources and funding and expand the organization?
Yeah, I think everybody was kind of shocked about how fast it took off. You know, for instance, kind of the Gator Collective, they formed literally in like July or August of last year. And,
right.
And we didn't really form officially until December. And then our true launch with the website and everything in April. So, you know, that was an eight month gap there that we had to make up. We've done extremely well with that. Even through kind of the doldrums of summer, you know, we're up to 1500 donors. And we're hoping for, you know, 4,000 after the season's done. But
okay.
That really, you know, it was an eye-opening experience for kind of for everybody, right? And yes, we were around, but we were not out and about and as loud as we should have been during that early signing day.
Okay, and now, but it's one of those things where, at least in my estimation, you don't know until you go through it, and everybody's kind of on a learning process right now. It is good that. Once that did happen, did you guys, as far as, is it just expanding the fundraising efforts, or did you guys add like headcounts and like expand the organization?
So yeah, we've expanded the organization.
Interesting. Okay.
In hire, you know, I'm now full time as the CEO for Rising Spear. They also hired Will Cohen full time as the chief operating officer. He was an athletic director out in California, and then he was the director of basketball operations under Coach Sue. So, you know, he's there in Tallahassee meeting. I mean, it is, I'm sure he's probably regretting it at the moment because he's so, he's so busy. Right. But I mean, it's great. Like Will and I work extremely well together. And we're having a blast doing it. Like this is, you know, when you're helping your alma mater and doing everything you can for them, it's a fantastic feeling.
It's all for the love of the game, right, my man?
You got it.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned California, because even though every single college football program is dealing with this 9,000-headed Hydra monster that is NIL, not every state is really operating at the same efficiency or within the same rules. It's not standardized. So there's been a lot of talk recently about Florida's regulatory situation, how we're at a disadvantage compared to like states like California, like you mentioned. So I'm an idiot, Matthew. Educate me. What is the regulatory situation in Florida? Is it a detriment? And how big of a detriment is it right now?
Yeah, so it is definitely hurting all of the Florida schools, whether they want to admit it or not, that it is a factor. So for instance, in California, or I mean, even taking Alabama and Georgia, kind of our closest states, they can work hand in hand with their collective. So in other words, Nick Saban can have the CEO of the Alabama collective can be in his office and he can say, "Why don't you know, I recruit XYZ. I want you to meet Mr. CEO and you guys can have a conversation on what we have to offer our players." Nick Saban can also go in and he can also go and lobby and speak and tell people to donate to their collective. Okay. But in Florida, they can't do any of that because of our state law. So Coach Norvell cannot outwardly come out and say, you know, "I want everybody here to go donate to Rising Spear."
So he can't, like, is it just any NIL collect, the name? Just there can be no direct connection between your efforts and the entity that is Florida State University, is what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, interesting. It's extremely difficult
to get that done. You know, even for our current student athletes or on the current roster. It's kind of like if someone doesn't know about Rising Spear, it's really done through the student athletes we have under contract. And so they'll contact me or they'll contact Will and then they'll tell them to basically sign up on the website. And that's how we get their information. And then we go from there.
Can you guys make like presentations directly to the team, or it has to be through like the intermediary kind of like word of mouth type stuff? Or can you guys like meet with the team? I'm just interested, how much communication do you have with Coach Norvell, or how much can you, like, can you just kind of dive into that a little bit further?
Yeah. So we can have no conversations with Coach Norvell or any staff.
Okay.
But we can have meetings with this current student athletes because they're not employed by the university.
Interesting.
So if they're employed by the university, that is where there can be no direct contact with Rising Spear.
So how much more effort, just based on kind of the regulatory like hurdles that Florida has, what's your marketing strategy? Like, what is your marketing strategy to make sure that and you guys have done a great job. You went from an entity that didn't exist to one that every Florida State fan is pretty much synonymous with. What's your marketing strategy to get out to the student athletes when you can't use the coaches at all?
Yeah. I mean, it is, it's word of mouth and it's social media, Trey. I mean, luckily it's 2022 and every kid is on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera. You know, the guys at Knowles 24/7 have been great. I think this is my third or fourth time coming on here, which is awesome because it's all about word of mouth right now for us.
Well, I tell you what, if there's a position at Rising Spear where you need a professional wrestling meme czar to get the word out, I could say in my own personal experience, there's no better way to spread a message. But we'll talk turkey after this. Interesting. So I'll be honest with you, that sucks. That's a very tough regulatory environment. That's 100% a headwind that you have to deal with that other people don't. Is there any sort of thing, can NIL groups, it's the state, Florida State University is in Tallahassee, the state capital. Advocacy, lobbying, is that something that we can do? Or is that something that's a big no-no? I don't know. If I'm asking anything stupid, please tell me. But also voters, let your voices be heard, guys.
Yes, Trey, absolutely. Contact your local, state senator and state rep. I've actually had conversations with state senators and state reps about this and trying to figure out, well, look, you know, we're severely behind the eight ball as opposed to a majority of our rivals and our recruiting hotbed. They tried to get the state law passed kind of before session ended. And I think everybody remembers the Speaker of the House had a ridiculous comment about like racing to the bottom and how dare these kids drive a brand new car, where you're like, yeah, how dare they put their life and body on the line for 4 to 5 years for their university and not be able to receive a single penny for that. That's how dare they? Right. I mean, a completely preposterous, ridiculous statement from the Speaker of the House. He's now gone, and we're hoping that in this future legislation, we'll be able to get it passed by July of next year.
Okay. Yeah, the pearls were clutched so hard. I think they were embedded into the palms of those guys' hands. So, yeah, I was not a fan of that personally. Okay, interesting. So, guys, get active. If there's any issue that's passionate, it's college football. Now, there's two main tenets to NIL that I want to talk to you about, Matthew. And one is recruiting and one is roster retention. I know with recruiting, there's so many. We've already talked about kind of the hurdles that have gone through and can go through. So what is Rising Spear's role in recruiting high school athletes, if at all? And then I want to talk to you about roster retention.
Yeah, so we don't have any contact with high school athletes. The NCAA labeled us as boosters, and we cannot have any contact with a prospective student athlete. But that doesn't mean that we can't provide a proof of concept for the recruits to see what Rising Spear is doing. You know, it's kind of like, you know, action speaks louder than words, guys, right?
Sure.
And they're able to see all of the events that we've been able to put on with the Boys and Girls Club, our Twitter spaces, our fan engagement. And, you know, that lets them know that once they enroll at Florida State, they'll be able to get taken care of. The other side of that, like you mentioned, is roster retention. And, you know, we have signed 91 student athletes to deals.
Wow. Wow. Okay. How many of that is, how many football players does that include? That's a big number. I didn't realize it was that large.
Yeah. Off the top of my head. And this is an ever daily changing because more kids, more student athletes sign up, like I said, through word of mouth and on the website. But I believe we're at 58 football student athletes. And then we have soccer, softball, track and field, volleyball.
Sure.
You know, so, but yeah, obviously the majority is football. But, you know, still from there, we still have a ton of softball. I think if you guys have seen with Double Fries, No Slaw.
Oh, you better watch out now. You got to get your carbohydrates right, my friend.
Take that, TJ.
TJ is going to kill me.
He's a baby anyway. Don't worry about it.
Some softball watch parties that we've partnered with them for, which has been really cool. I think we've gotten over 3,000 views.
Wow, very nice.
With that, which is pretty impressive. You know, Florida State, Lonnie has built a softball powerhouse. And – you know, Rising Spear, we're not focused on one sole sport. We are for our entire student athlete base, from football to swimming and diving, track and field, all of the above. And every donor can choose where they want their money to go to, right? That which is different from a lot of other collectives or other organizations that support the university. You are able to choose where you want your money to go with Rising Spear.
And I think just once again, it's one of these things that when people are donating their money towards something, it's transparency, which you've already given that. And it sounds like Rising Spear is committed to it. It's percentage of proceeds going to what cause they want. And then the autonomy to kind of pick and choose where those funds are directed. I think that that's something that fans, I think that's something that I value. We talked about roster retention, and this is the thing that, obviously, when NIL was first mentioned, I don't think that this was top of people's minds. It's kind of been connected with the transfer portal, where you have seen players, even some on Florida State's roster, that have been dissatisfied with some of the NIL opportunities that they've seen. Now, kind of based on what you've said, kind of based on the regulatory environment, it sounds like, I'm not saying ignorance in a negative light, but it's not something that can be communicated to these guys directly, so they don't know what they don't know. So have there been situations, I mean, there's been reports of players that have been frustrated with NIL opportunities. Can you talk about some of those situations, if you were involved in that, Matthew, and how those situations get resolved ultimately, if they ever do?
Yeah. So like, you know, like we were just talking about with the state law and how the coaching staff can't really direct anybody to Rising Spear
at all,
or help
right.
us. Or help us in that regard. We have been able to, once we kind of see that happen, we've been able to reach out really through social media, direct messaging, and take care of that. Because, you know, obviously at Rising Spear, we didn't know it. That never would have right. happened if we were in the position. So now that we've caught kind of fire here, and like I said, you know, we've got 58 or maybe even 60 now football student athletes signed up. Kind of word of mouth is spreading, and you know, we're trying to get the entire roster signed onto deals, guys.
Well, you're making your way. I mean, 58 ever since the organization's inception in the spring game is pretty impressive. One thing that I'm interested in, a topic of NIL roster retention, there was talk of potential division among like football rosters when kids like opportunities are not equal, correct? Everything's when you start talking about your name, image, and likeness, that's tied to your talent, amount of time spent on the field. Has that been something that you guys have found to be a difficulty when some players are getting more opportunities than others? And obviously everybody's in the same locker room and they talk. Is that something that's been a difficulty that you've seen with your experience with the Florida State student athletes?
So real quick, just to let you know. So it can't be tied to their production on the field.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, understood.
No,
it's got to be tied to, okay.
So it is tied to, literally to their name, image, and likeness. So their social media following has a big factor in, you know, how much a player can be paid or vice versa, right?
Like personal brand type stuff, more so.
Exactly,
so it's not production
right.
on the field, it's personal branding. Okay, understood.
That's exactly right. But, you know, from that, I think since we have offered so many opportunities and we have so many different avenues for players to make money, from, like I mentioned earlier, from the market price deal to the Fan Jolt deal to our gold side and to our nonprofit, we have not experienced any, you know, kind of animosity or hearing about any division in the locker room
awesome.
from the players. It has been, you know, all the guys are incredible. Not only student athletes, but I mean, just people that I get to interact with on a daily basis. I mean, it's incredible. I think, you know, Fabian Lovett had a great quote about Rising Spear at ACC Media Days. And
yeah, he did. Absolutely.
He's an awesome kid, guys. I mean, just an incredible human. I mean, I have to say, he's not a kid. He's 22, 20, right?
He's
not
bigger
a kid,
than all three of us on the street combined. Yeah.
You know, yeah, exactly, Trey. But I mean, just being able to help him out with you know, kind of his situation that he does have, that his adorable little boy, that we can help him out there, that, and he is so thankful and appreciative for it. That is just, that's exactly what NIL was supposed to be used for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love seeing those type of stories because immediately it's like the former Speaker of the House comments. It is also some kind of aspect of human nature to where the negative, the kind of the dark aspects of this type of stuff is emphasized. It is cool that at least from a lot of the quotes that I saw from ACC Media Days, these are resources that these kids who are giving up a lot, their health, their time, potential injury risk. It's great that some of that positivity can be given back, especially with a situation like Fabian Lovett. Great kid, man. Great big kid, man.
Yeah.
With a great big kid, man family. And he can help provide back to that. Now, one thing that I am interested in as well, I'm interested in a lot of this stuff, clearly, as you can tell. You mentioned all the different avenues that you guys are exploring for these opportunities for the student athletes. And it's also new. What's the communication like with you? Do you guys communicate with other collectives, other NIL organizations to kind of brainstorm back and forth? Or is everybody kind of siloed in their own fiefdoms trying to do it the best way to get a competitive advantage?
So I have been fortunate enough that I actually know another CEO of a Southeastern collective.
You vague son of a gun. You networker, you.
Yeah, and he and I will bounce ideas off each other back and forth. They actually got started in September of last year, so they had a head start on us as well. But he and I will brainstorm, and there's another Big 12 collective CEO that I speak with. But other than that, and it's only because that, you know, with the Big 12 guy, it was like a friend of a friend that we got in touch. But other than that, it is pretty closed off. You know, we're all, even though we're not competing against each other, like kind of direct, like we're all still competing against each other.
Yeah, it's, you know, all national, like, we're not now. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not going after kind of the same. Obviously, like Trey, you and I are never going to donate to any other collective on the planet, right? It is going to be Rising Spear and Seminole Boosters, and that is the only money that we will ever give for college football or college athletics. Now,
we're not
so we're not competing against for the direct donor, but for the overall, like, kind of money pot that we want to have, we're in competition there, because that goes back to proof of concept in that, hey, you come to Florida State and we have plenty of opportunities and we have plenty of avenues for you to make money.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. It would be 100% Florida State with a 0.5% chance to any other school that Mike Leach is at, but that's a personal thing that I have to deal with. Love you, Mike. So we've talked about the macro situation. As far as what's happening right now with Florida State student athletes, you mentioned right now Rising Spear went from zero. You said you're about 1,500 donors, a goal to get to 4,000 by what? Is that the end? Is that an end of year goal, Matt?
Yeah, that's an end of year goal.
Are we on pace right now? Are you guys above or below where you thought you'd be at right now when the organization first started a couple months ago, I guess?
Yeah, no, we're above.
Awesome.
We're above and we're on target. And look, you know, with Florida State being that we are on the younger side of a university, the better season we have, the more fire our fan base will have.
Sure.
And, you know, if we have the season that we all think we're going to have, and as we heard Coach Norvell at ACC Media Days, and that success is coming, and we have, you know, our offensive line alone, guys, right? I mean, going back from 2 years ago to today has taken a tremendous, tremendous leap forward. Yep. Yes.
Absolutely.
Coach Atkins is an incredible developer of talent that we've seen. And, you know, I truly believe Coach Norvell and this staff that success is coming. We are going to put it together. Our defensive backfield with Jamie and Akeem, I mean, these are two first round talent guys. I mean, and then you pair that with Tatum Bethune, Kalen DeLoach, our defensive line is going to be wrecking havoc. I mean, it's exciting times at Florida State. We all went through, Trey, you and I watched in the 90s. Right,
we did.
We saw King Bobby. Then I was in school from 2001 to 2005 with the start of, you know, what we then said was the lost decade, and how miserable.
Not that bad
those times
in hindsight,
was.
Man. Not at the beginning, right. But not so bad in hindsight.
Exactly, Trey. And then we saw, you know, the resurgence and the Phoenix rising from the ashes with Jameis.
Oh, this is good imagery. Keep going, Matt. This is good stuff.
With Jameis, and we went on, you know, 27 or 28 in a row streak, right?
Yeah.
We can 100% get back to that. All these people that are saying that Florida State will never be back, I mean, it is complete nonsense. We are an iconic brand. We are Florida State University. We have Derrick Brooks, Hall of Famer, Walter Jones, Hall of Famer, Warrick Dunn, who is not only an incredible NFL Noel, but an incredible person.
Top five away. Human of all time. Absolutely. He makes my top
exactly,
five
Trey.
People of all time list.
Exactly, Trey. So we are Florida State University, and we are coming back to the top.
Guys, NIL Collective CEOs, they're just like us. Matthew, the passion is exuding from your pores. I can feel it circulating over these megabytes over the internet, man. My blood is pumping. What are some deals? Actually, you know, before I do want to get to, like, specific deals and partnerships that you're proud of. you did touch on something that I think is kind of permeated through the fan base a little bit, as far as what I feel. The size of Florida State's collective, the sophistication, the funding behind it. Do you get frustrated when you feel that there's sometimes there's intimations that it is not up to par with our historical competition? And is that, what do you think that that's a function of? And is that in any way true?
Trey, I mean, you know, we are in a tough spot, and I don't know the answer or why that is, right? We have 380,000 living alumni, but you look at our booster donor base, and, you know, their goal for this year is 13,000 boosters for the annual fund. And, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, I was a founding member of Seminole Student Boosters and on the board there. And even back then in 2005, we were still trying to figure out, you know, how we can get, you know, more donors, more money, et cetera.
Sure.
But I think it really goes back to Florida State needs success to be successful. So in other words, our football team has to show out, and we need to win. We need to win this year. And then we can parlay those wins into donors with both the boosters and with Rising Spear.
Okay. Get a nice positive feedback loop going. Now, obviously, guys, this is all going to be a call to action at the end, and we're going to tell you how to get involved. But before we do that, Matt, what are some of the deals, relationships that you've made that you're particularly proud of that you can tell the Florida State fan base that when you go to Rising Spear, you donate, your money is going to go to things like this?
Yeah, guys, honestly, the main goal that we have set forth is that 100% of your donations go to student athletes.
100%.
That is 100% go to student athletes. That is the, you know, that's the biggest thing and thing that we're most proud of, that when you log on and when you sign up for your monthly recurring donation, 100% of that goes to the student athletes. That is used to give appearance fees to the student athletes and work with charities. And I mean, so if you hate NIL, if you're a person that is, you know, you are Clint Eastwood, get off my lawn.
Get off.
I don't know how you can hate this aspect of NIL. In that these student athletes go out to the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend and literally have like fantastic interaction with these little kids. I mean, it is awesome to see. And we're doing that on almost a weekly basis.
It's community enrichment, guys. You're enriching the lives of student athletes. You're enriching the community that these guys are participating in. And you've got a big Gran Torino fan as the guy who's leading the charge, a man after my own heart. What a film. Matt, how can we get involved? I want to get involved right now. Tell me how I can do it. I'm sure we've got a whole bunch of people in their cars and their cubes. They've already punched a hole in every solid surface in front of them due to the excitement flowing through their veins. Matt, how do we channel that excitement and get involved?
RisingSpear.com, guys.
Boom.
Head there. Sign up. If you want the taxable donation, the tax-deductible donation, it's the Garnet Spirit Fund. If you have a business and you actually want to endorse a student athlete through marketing dollars, you will submit the gold standard fund. And that's it. It's super simple. It's literally like two clicks and you are a massive supporter of the student athletes at Florida State University.
RisingSpear.com. Where can they find you guys on social media? It's where you'll be kind of broadcasting, you know, updates, new partnerships and new information as it comes up, because you guys are doing something new all the time. Where can they find you on social media?
So at Rising Spear NIL on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Nice.
And
nice synergy.
We also, once you sign up, you will have a newsletter gets broadcast to you once a week with, you know, everything that we have coming down the pike even on merch, who's going to be hosting or co-hosting or participating in the Discord chat. And all of the above, guys.
Well, Matthew, I am excited. I am excited about the future of Florida State in the always murky NIL world. It's nice that we have a nice Vires Artes Moris light as yourself to lead the charge. I've got nothing else for you. Matthew, is there anything else you want to say to the Florida State fan base before I let you go back and keep making the big moves that you have been making?
Yeah, I mean, that's it, guys. Just support what you can. I know it's always tough, right? We're always asking for money. But please support what you can. RisingSpear.com. Honestly, fellas, every little bit helps.
And Brendan texted me. He wanted me to ask you about the theme song of On the Bench. Are you a proponent or opponent?
Guys, I'm too old for that shit. I do not care.
Boom, in your face, Brendan. Landing stuck. 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Go to Rising Spear. Give your money. Give us your reviews. Go to Knowles 24/7. The interview series is not dead. It will live on. Matthew Quigley's great. Brendan's theme song stinks. I love you guys. Talk to you another time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.